goes the dynamite. Are you ready?
Hey, what's going on? It's Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Jeff. This is the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. Setting you up for week 13. Busy day tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Going down three games. Got a Black Friday game. So we'll get you up to speed here with all the latest around the NFL. Not a long one today, but there is a lot to talk about regardless. And before I get into that, FTNFantasy.com. Use the promo code BK20 to get you 20% off on an FTN Fantasy subscription. If you want the VIP, use BK25. The VIP is the you get everything on the site subscription. Betting, fantasy, DFS, all the sports. Use BK25 for that. 25% off is really good, but everything else gets 20% off with the exception of the core subscription. Core only gets you rankings. Some people only want rankings. That's cool. If that's all you want, that's cool. No discount for that one. Discounts for everything else for Black Friday. Got to check that out because this sale only lasts until Monday of next week. So 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The sale goes away, and honestly, with our pricing now, like you probably know in the past if you followed FTN, we used to have all kinds of like promo codes all the time. We don't have those anymore because, well, our pricing is just more competitive. You know, we wanted competitive pricing so that you didn't need to use a silly promo code all the time for everything, but we do have sales now. Like this is the biggest sale that we'll have all year. So go check that out, FTNFantasy.com. All right, let's start with, it's not a major story, but it's probably one of the biggest stories this morning. The Minnesota Vikings did sign Daniel Jones. So you'll remember he requested his release. And based on his salary, there was no way anybody was going to claim him off of waivers. So he cleared waivers. He now signs, I'm assuming, for the veteran minimum, which is fine. And honestly, I know it's been like this big to-do, like everybody make fun of Daniel Jones, ha, ha, ha. But really what ended up happening, and there was a lot of this last week, is it wasn't even jokes. It was just straight up mean. There were people out there who cover football, cover sports, who were just being jerks about it. Like, great, he didn't live up to expectations. You know how often that happens in professional sports? Daniel Jones isn't the only dude who's ever done that. And there are a lot of folks out there who have done that. Now, I don't think he's terrible by any stretch, but I do think, yeah, he's a backup quarterback, like a Mitchell Trubisky or somebody like that. And guess what? Mitchell Trubisky's not a bad backup quarterback to have. So that's where we are. And honestly, I'll give credit where credit's due to Daniel Jones. He did a mature, responsible thing here. Instead of just sitting on his hands and collecting a paycheck for the Giants and then looking forward to next year, he said, no, I want to immediately be somewhere that's going to better me. And going to Minnesota, like he won't be the backup this week. It'll still be Nick Mullins. But for the playoff run, he'll be the backup. And in the next several weeks, he's going to get to learn from Kevin O'Connell, not only from Kevin O'Connell, the leader that he is, but he's going to learn Kevin O'Connell's offense. And right now in the NFL, I would say that's an extremely marketable skill because it's not Kevin O'Connell's offense. It's the, well, I mean, technically speaking, it's the Shanahan Kubiak system, as in Mike and Gary. But we could also say it's Shanahan and McVay are the ones who have proliferated it around the NFL. And look at some of the teams that use that. It's not just the Rams and, the 49ers. Like right now, where do we see it? Obviously, Mike McDaniel with the Dolphins. A lot of people have pointed out Bobby Slowick with Houston, Kevin O'Connell. You could go to Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. You can go to Arthur Smith in Pittsburgh. And I'm leaving names off of here, but we've gotten to the point. Like Thomas Brown right now, we've gotten to the point, right? It's a marketable skill to have to know that offense. And sure, the NFL is probably going to tell us in free agency that Daniel Jones is a backup. But I bet you this, I bet you he's going to be a priority backup. I bet you he's going to get signed as really decent backup money. And who knows from here? You know, just because you flame out in your first stint. Now, granted, he got a lot of years. He was injured for a good chunk of that time, but he got a lot of years here with the Giants. But still, look at Sam Darnold. Look at Geno Smith. Like they eventually get another crack at it somewhere down the line. And if they are properly prepared, maybe good things happen. So I'm not going to knock Daniel Jones whatsoever. There's no fantasy value here. He's not threatening Sam Darnold. No, this was not that. This is definitely an indication that Minnesota was not satisfied with Nick Mullins and Brett Rypien. That's really all it is. And so there you go. That's probably the biggest story of the day, but there are other reasonably big stories. So let's go to J.K. Dobbins. So Ian Rappaport reported this morning, Dobbins is out for this week. I will tell you this, in my experience, if a player is declared out for the week before you've even had a single practice report, well, that isn't good. That isn't good at all. We don't know the extent of the injury. I mean, ideally, it's like a mild MCL, which would be like a 2 to 4 week, like an MCL sprain. We don't know. But again, the fact that he's already declared out, not good. Now, he hasn't been placed on injured reserve or anything like that, and I haven't heard those words even thrown out there. But this isn't good. So what do you do? Well, honestly, I think this backfield could end up being a three-headed monster. You have Gus Edwards and Hassan Haskins there. Kimani Vidal would also figure to have somewhat of a role, but they could split this up between three guys. You could have Gus Edwards as your primary early down back with Hassan Haskins spelling him and possibly getting goal line work as well. And then maybe Vidal in passing situations. It's not good. I mean, we know what Gus Edwards is. And honestly, I think he's, you know, a step or two below what Kareem Hunt is right now. A lackluster, inefficient guy who can handle some volume, but he won't even get the volume that Kareem Hunt got for Kansas City. So not a good situation there. Hopefully you had other plans in place. I do not love Gus Edwards. That's for sure. This week or going forward, he scored a touchdown last week. Great. You know how many yards he had? 11 on 9 carries. I don't expect much there. So it's a frustrating situation. We're going to have to play it by ear. Maybe Gus Edwards is like fringe flex this week, but that's about as good as I could get with him. We have another running back situation potentially brewing here, and I'm not going to overreact here because the secret to fantasy football is don't freak out, but the Jets, well, Breece Hall went DNP today, not practicing today. Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach, saying that he's hopeful Breece can play this week against the Seahawks. Well, hopeful is never the word I want to hear. I don't like the word hopeful when it comes from coaches, but then again, I don't know what hopeful means to Jeff Ulbrich. It could mean different things to different coaches. Sometimes it means when they're hopeful, it means, yeah, probably not going to play, but we're going to hold out hope. But in other instances, it could mean, yeah, we're hopefully he's going to play. Like, he's going to play. So what can you do? Well, first thing first, secret to fantasy football, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Don't freak out over the first practice report of the week. I've learned that way too many times. Remember a couple weeks ago? Well, it was more than a couple weeks ago when everybody was running out there and picking up Julius Chestnut because both Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard were banged up. And then ultimately Tony Pollard played. Much ado about nothing. People freaking out. And I can't tell you how many questions I got about Julius Chestnut and where he would rank if, and it's like, guys, we're not there yet. You know, let's take this one step at a time. And you can't do step five when you're still at step one. Step one for us was today. All right, step two is tomorrow. If he goes DNP again, we got to get to step three. Step three is Friday. That's the practice report that matters. If he goes DNP straight through the week and he's listed as questionable, he won't play, almost certainly. You know, we did see Pollard actually do that in that example, but almost certainly won't play. If he goes limited today, guess what? He's going to play. If he goes DNP today and then limited tomorrow, almost certainly going to play. So we just need that. So instead of freaking out, instead of trying to come up with all the different scenarios, let's just have a plan in place. If you did what I suggest in waivers the last several weeks and you cuffed him with Braylon Allen, you have no worries. You're going to use Braylon Allen in that spot. Braylon Allen is not Breece Hall. He's not going to be able to do all the things that Breece Hall can do, but he's fresh, he's big, and he's reasonably fast for his size as well. Like, I like Braylon Allen, so what does he give you, 90% of Breece? Then he's an RB2. Nothing wrong with that. Have that plan in place. Plan for the worst, hope for the best, just like Jeff Ulbrich likely is doing right now as well. That's all we can do. Because if you start freaking out, if you start getting worried, if you start, you know, whatever, coming up with all these harebrained scenarios, all you're going to do is make mistakes. And, you know, it's funny, in my experience playing fantasy, what I have experienced the most is the best players are the ones who can avoid making the mistakes most frequently. That's what it is. There's no like secret knowledge. I think that there's a perception out there that like somebody like me, like I know so much more than everybody else. No, I do not. I definitely do not. I mean, I definitely pay a lot of attention to it because it's my job. But I know there are people out there who do not work in fantasy who know just as much as me. They're just as much up to speed as I am on all the latest news and all that, right? I don't know this secret set of knowledge. The thing that I know how to avoid making mistakes, being diligent with start sit decisions, not freaking out when injury reports pop up, like DNPs pop up, all of that stuff. If you can avoid making more mistakes than your opponent, and nobody's going to be perfect. I can't tell you that I never make a mistake. I try to learn from every single one of those mistakes, but I can't tell you I never make a mistake. I'm the greatest ever. No, I'm not. But I do know how to avoid mistakes. I do know how to make diligent start sit decisions and that sort of thing. I do know how to not move on from a player too early or drop a player just for the sake of dropping them. That's always a mistake. You know, all of that I know. And so here, don't freak out. Have a plan in place so that we can ultimately make the best decision possible when it's time to make that decision. Right now is not time to make decision, right? Right now is not time to make any decision on Breece Hall. Now, I do realize that some people are going to have to make a decision potentially tomorrow. The good news is we have 3 games over the course of tomorrow. So by the time we reach that second game for sure, we're going to know Breece's practice status. We may not know it before the first game, but I don't think that's the be-all, end-all for Breece. It's only 1 game out of 16 for the week. Over at FTNFantasy.com tomorrow, all day I'll be updating right before each of the games. Well, not right before, but in that window between where inactives come out and then the start of the game. I'll update for each of the games. I'll have the laptop with me at Thanksgiving dinner and everything. So that's all we can do on Breece Hall. I did see an update on Josh Downs. So Shane Steichen said he's not ruled out yet. Well, he didn't say yet. I did. But it sounds like a week-to-week injury. So if you had Downs, I would not plan for him to go in this one. Not that, you know, maybe you're that excited about him with Anthony Richardson at quarterback. But I do know a lot of people out there have been using him, and he's got some juice. He's got some upside. Let me get to a couple other things here. So Darren Rizzi, the Riz, he is the Saints interim head coach. He said that Taysom Hill is, quote, a huge part of the team's offense. He went on to say, I think our usage with him these last couple weeks is really what we're kind of trying to trend toward. Okay, then, Riz. He said a little bit of everything, not too much of anything. He's obviously a huge part of what we do. The more he's on the field, the more effective we've been in all the times I've been here. Okay. So Taysom Hill is still an elite option. I'm ranked at tight end 4. Yes, he is definitely boom or bust. That is not going to change. But I do think our chances of boom are greater than they ordinarily were. And that's good that, I mean, there's nobody else there outside of Kamara. And don't give me the Marquez Valdes-Scantling stuff. But, you know, Taysom Hill should continue to be heavily used. So that is good. Let me update you on the Washington backfield situation. So that's another one with some moving pieces here. So last week we saw Austin Eckler leave with concussion, and that was after Brian Robinson Jr. had already left the game with an ankle issue. The Commanders signed Chris Rodriguez to their active roster. So Rodriguez was a practice squad guy, but they had no more elevations left. They had already elevated him 3 times. So the only way they could dress him is by signing him to the active roster. Okay, so he's on the active roster. That tells me, because they, of course, also have Jeremy McNichols, who is expected to be, well, he'll be ahead of Chris Rodriguez, but that tells me at least one of the two is not going to play, Eckler or Robinson. My lean is Robinson, because you can never quite tell with concussion protocol, but you never know. So one of the two isn't going to play. Now, the team also brought in Boston Scott and James Robinson for visits yesterday. Those two are not necessarily the most intimidating guys out there, but they are experienced veterans. So here's what we're looking for. If either one of those guys or another veteran is signed, then both of these, both Robinson and Eckler aren't playing. If we don't see any signing, they still may not play. We might see they have two running backs on their practice squad. We might see them elevate one of the running backs from the practice squad. If that all goes down, there's enough juice here to use McNichols as at least a flex. He may approach RB2 territory. The only challenge this week is obviously we have 32 teams playing. So our player pool is larger, certainly a lot larger than it was last week or than it will be next week. But if you picked up McNichols, it wasn't necessarily the worst idea. Hopefully you just didn't spend much on him. I spent 2% on him last night and got him. Hopefully you didn't spend too much on him, but we have to wait and see there. Now, again, we may not see them sign either of those guys or any veteran, and they still could end up elevating somebody from practice squad if they think that somebody is better than Boston Scott or James Robinson for them. So we'll have to keep an eye on what they do, but that's where we currently stand there. Another quick note, too, on the Raiders. So that's Friday's game. Alexander Mattison, Zamir White missed last week. Amir Abdullah for the FTN subscribers. So a lot of folks went and used him. I had him top 30. I had him at 29. And it ended up being a decent flex play. Like if you had to lean on him, he scored a touchdown. He wasn't amazing, but he got in the end zone, caught some balls out of the backfield. All was good. Will we get that again this week? As of right now, this is yesterday's practice reports because remember this is the Black Friday game. So Zamir White did not practice on Tuesday. Alexander Mattison was limited. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to play because limited to start the week out after you didn't play last week doesn't really mean that you're trending towards playing. He could be, but there's no definitive answer one way or the other. Zamir White now would seem less likely to play, but I've seen these things flip in the past. Like I've seen guys go limited, then DNP, DNP, not play. I've seen players start the week DNP after not playing the previous week and then trend towards playing and then suit up. You know, you never quite know, but I think the moral is don't bank on another week of Amir Abdullah as a sort of desperation flex. They are also using Aiden O'Connell, so he is going to start this week. I don't think he's officially been activated off of injured reserve, but he was designated to return, and Tom Pelissero was saying that he is going to start. All right, well, I don't think it hurts Brock Bowers. It definitely doesn't help Brock Bowers. The quarterback situation is a mess there. They're almost certainly going to have to draft a quarterback. Hopefully they don't get boxed out of one again this year, but either way, yeah, Aiden O'Connell, if you're super desperate in super flex, he might be your guy. I think that's everything on that front. So rankings are updated, and then just as a refresher here, so tomorrow I will update rankings after inactives come out. They'll come out at 11 a.m. Eastern for the 12:30 start for the Lions and the Bears. I don't expect anything major there, but I always lock those in about 45 minutes to a half hour before the start of the game. I'll do the same thing for the Dallas Giants game and then the same thing for the Green Bay Miami game. And then on Black Friday, same exact thing, 3 o'clock start for the Kansas City Chiefs and Raiders. The Chiefs, it does look like Pacheco is going to be back, but keep your eyes peeled for that. All right, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Blue Sky. BK20 is the promo code over at FTNFantasy.com. I'll be back on the rant feed on Friday, so make sure you're subscribed to that. Otherwise, I'll catch you on the flip. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Jeff, and I'm out.